We're in Simin Lamed Beis, Sif Dalet. Tzar shalai tidbak shum ois bechaverta. One has to be careful when writing tefillin that no two letters should touch each other. Ela kol ois tia mukefes gvil. Every ois should be surrounded by klaf. Hagos, as the Ramah, v'yichtoiv ksiva tamo, shalai yechzer afilu kutze shal yud. The ksiva has to be whole, meaning that there should be nothing missing, not even a kutze shal yud. And the tagim should be there as they belong there halachically. One should write the tefillin in a slightly thick ksav, because when you have a thick ksav, it'll last longer and it won't get erased quickly. And there is a mitzvah that the tefillin should be nice not only on the outside, but on the inside as well. Says the Mishneh Berurah in Sif Katan Yud Beis Bechaverta, no two letters should be touching each other. V'ma'oiz Godol V'nidbak B'Soifai, if the letter is large and it's touching at the end of the letter, meaning at the edge, Ba'oifen She'em Nigra Mashe Dovak Mikol Moke Mishar Tzuras Ois, there will still be a Tzuras Ois left. In other words, the letter is thick and there's enough space, there's enough mass in the ois that one could take off part of it, and the connection will not be there anymore, and the ice will still be whole. So in such a case, yesh machshirin v'yesh poislin. Some say that it's kosher, and some say that it's possible v'eskimu achreinim lahachmer. And the haskamas achreinim is that it is still going to be possible. Al kein tzarech ligror mokim hadevik. You have to actually erase it. In other words, the havamina was that if there's enough mass in the ice, that if you would erase it, it would still be kosher, so maybe it's kosher even without erasing it. And the haskamas achreinim is that no, that you actually have to erase it. V'af b'tfilin u'mezuzis mahani tikun, but this correction can be made even in tfilin u'mezuzis, kemen delay nishtan et tzuras ha'ois mikoidem, provided that there was no shinei tzura along the way. Says the Mishneh Berurah, in ois yud gimel, that kol ois needs to be mukefes kvil, v'afilu ha'ois ha'acharein me'ashita tzrich aliyas mukefes kvil. Even the last letter on the line has to be mukef kvil, me'ar baruch ha'isa, from all four sides. U'li'kuvahu, and this din is a din that's ma'akev afilu b'di'evid. U'kud l'kamon b'soif siv tezayin. V'afilu im yachzer ha'kofas kvil la'akoitz shal yud, even if all that's missing ha'kofas kvil is the kutze shal yud, meaning it's not surrounded by klaf, either it's touching another ice or it comes to the end of the klaf, gam kein pasul, that also would be a psul hu. Ukadis of Menachas daf chav tes, the kol prate hadin hazeh, ayin lakaman besif yud zayin ubesimin lamed vav, where these dinim are discussed more in depth. The Ramah said that it needs to be a ksiva tama, says the Mishneh Berurah, Sifkot Nyudalid, the Hainu, Shalay Yichtav Bezin Chafin, Chafin Bezin, Zainin Nunin, Nunin Zainin, Mchalka Yitzbeze, meaning that there should be no exchanging of letters. Some letters look like others, so one has to make sure that each letter is the way it's supposed to be. Says the Mishneh Berurah, Sifkotin Tes Vav, that even Okutze Shal Yud has to be the way it's supposed to be. Hainu Oikit Smile, Shal Yud, the Kutze Shal Yud is the left koitz of the Yud. V'kol shekeinim chosir regel yamin. Avada, if the Yud is missing the right regel, the posel, that would zicher be a psul. T'munas ha-Yud, ayin l'kamon b'dinei tzuras ha-Isis, as far as what the Yud is actually supposed to look like. So have a look in the dinim of the tzuras ha-Isis, b'simin lamed vav, v'masher kosev b'shem v'prima godim, and what we wrote over there, b'shem the prima godim. Says the Mishneh Berurah Sifkatan Tes Zayin, that the Oisius need Tagim Kihil Chasai, but Oisius Shatnes Getz. That's referring to the letters of Shatnes Getz. B'zehu Rak L'chatchila. The dinim of Tagi Shatnes Getz are only a din L'chatchila. The B'di'evit Koshel Erev HaPoiskim and Loitiyeg, because L'maisa, most Poiskim are Mekel if there are no Tagim. U'kidil Kamon B'simin Lamedvav Sif Gimel Ayin Shom, Shemavur Shom, Kol Pratei Dinei Hatiyeg. Over there we discussed the Tagim in greater depth. Says the Bir Halacha, Tzorech shalai tidbak shum ois bechaverta. No two letters should be touching each other. V'im tag echa dvuka bechaverta, if two tagim are touching each other, beze yesh nafkemina. So then it depends which two tagim are touching each other. Dima tagim shel ha'ois gufa davak echad bechaveri, because if two tagim of the same letter are touching each other, das rama lifsal. The rama holds, the rama mipani holds in such a case that would be a psul, v'huva dvarav lakamon, b'magen avram u'bel yirabba. Ach, im gufei ha'isiyas nikaris kol echad b'tnei atzmai. But if you have two separate letters, each one looks fine. Rak ha'tag shel ois echad negeh b'tag shel ois etzla. Just the tag of one ois is touching the letter which is adjacent to it, ay miteva l'teva, or from word to word, not just letter to letter. In that case, ha'meiri mekel b'zeh. So you have a machlokes achreinim if that would be kosher or not. Machmirin gam kein bezeh, even when it's two separate letters or even two words. Achel yirabe b'simin zeh kosav the yesh lahachmir bezeh rak b'de'efsher. V'hu v'dvar b'prima godem b'yesh l'avram. But the El Yirabe says that this chumra of the Magen Avraham and the Pri Chadosh, one only needs to be machmer for if it's passable, but if it's difficult, it's not necessary. And this Eli Rab is brought in the Pri Megadim in the Eishel Avraham. Umadami divrei shari tshuva mashma b'sifkotin zayin sheyesh lahachmer af la'meiri b'di'evid. This that from the shari tshuva, it's mashma that one would need to be machmer even b'di'evid, even according to the Meiri im loy tiknon. Yanti b'pri chadosham u'mashma lehedya d'ladasa Meiri yesh lahachshir. He says, I don't know, the way the Pri Chadosh quotes the Meiri, it looks like the Meiri would be machshir af b'loy greira b'di'evid, even if one did not separate the touching tagim. So the way the Pri Chadosh brings the Meiri is not the same as the Shari Tshuva. Mikol mokam lechatchila bevada yesh lahachmer v'ligra kedaser al bach, avada lechatchila, if there is such a negia, one should be machmer to separate the negia, sheviya emogen avram b'sifkot and gimel, because the maral bach is machmer, and that's brought by the mogen avram, the tikkun mahani, that one would be allowed to correct such a problem, afilu lididei, even according to the machmirim, v'afilu tagim shenoigim echad l'chaveirei b'oiz gufa, and even if you have tagim on one letter that are touching each other, near the mahani tikkun, it would seem that even that could be corrected, v'afilu b'tfilin u'mezuzais, v'loi mikri shalei kesidron. Even in tefillin and mezuzahs, not just in a Sefer Torah where there's no din of shalei kesidron, but even in tefillin and mezuzahs where there is a din of shalei kesidron, one would be able to fix it after the fact. V'loi mikri shalei kesidron, kevin dechazinon, shalei nishtan etzuras ha'ois mikoidem al yedei zeh. Since we see that l'maisa, the ois has retained its tzura, v'chein kaza b'sefer, keses ha'sefer, that it is mutter to fix tagim that are touching each other even on the same ois. Now we also said that kol ois tehemu kefes gvil, that each letter should be mukav gvil. Gvil dinokat lav dafka. So the Bir Halacha just points out that the lashon of gvil is lav dafka de'ein kaisvin alav tefillin, because lamaisa one should not write tefillin on gvil. Ukid l'kamen b'sif zayin. Rak dinokat lishna d'shayach etzal sefer Torah v'lav dafka. Oilas Tamid. Oilas Tamid just points out that gvil is lav dafka, because tefillin lamaisa, we write tefillin on klaf, we don't write tefillin on gvil, but the lashon of gvil is just a borrowed term. Says the mechaber in Sif Hey, tzarech sheyichtav biyaminai, when writing tefillin, one needs to write the tefillin right-handed. Afilu imushaylit b'shtei yadav, even if he's ambidextrous and he's able to write left-handed, he should still write right-handed. Vim kosav b'smoil, and if one writes with his left hand, psulim. Now that's not referring to an ambidextrous person. That would be posel. Im efshalim tzayacherim, ksuvim b'yamin. If you're able to find tefillin that were written right-handed. V'iter yad, and regarding someone who's left-handed, smol didei have a yamin. So his left hand is like the right hand of everybody else, meaning a lefty should write with his left hand. And this halacha that we said that it needs to be written right-handed, that's by a right-handed person. Says the Mishneh Berurah, Sifkot Yud Zayin, Sheyichtav B'yaminai, Dein Derech Ksiva B'smol, because writing left-handed is not considered Derech Ksiva. And when writing, obviously, it says, Uchsavtam, it has to be written. V'kosav, we learn out, so you need ksiva. And writing with the left hand is not called derech ksiva. V'hu adin lasei seize tikun b'smoel b'inyin haksiva, the posel. And so too, even making tikunim left-handed would also be a psul. Aval hafrid negias sheba oisius, but to separate negias between letters that are touching each other, near the kosher afilu b'smoel. It would seem that that would be mutter to be done left-handed. Dumya de machshirin ba'anoshim apsulun lezeh, just like we said later on, l'kamon b'simin lamites, that even somebody who's puzzled for writing stam would be able to separate letters. So kal v'chomer, somebody who's kosher to write stam would be able to do it with his left hand. Al kolponim b'di'evid ayin shom. Sifkotin yud ches b'smoil. We said that if the tefillin are written left-handed, so it's going to be puzzle. Haynu b'sholit b'yamin levad. As we spoke out, that's talking about somebody who's strictly right-handed. Aval im shaylet b'shtei yadav, but if the person is ambidextrous, afilu kosav b'smoilai, even if he writes left-handed, kosher, it's going to be kosher. V'afilu im shaylet b'yaminei levad. And the truth is, even if he's totally right-handed, im'yef shalimtzai acherim, if you can't find other tefillin, yanichem ach lo yavarach aleim, one could even wear tefillin that was written by a person who's right-handed and he wrote it with his left hand, one could still wear such tefillin, provided that he does not make a bracha on them. V'sofer shekosev b'yamin v'kol melachtei b'smoil, regarding a sofer who writes right-handed but he does everything else with his left hand, or lehepich, or vice versa, kosev aprima godem shenochen lechatchila shalei lekabloi l'sofer. Such a person should not be used as a sofer, u'bidiyevid ein lesser, but in an instance where such a person did write stam, we would not say that it's possible, and it could be used. Ayin sham hatam, have a look in the pre-megadim. Says the Mishneh Berurah, Sifkatan Yotes, a lefty's hand, his left hand is have a yamin. Alkein im kosav b'yaminai, therefore, if a lefty wrote right-handed, possible, it'll be possible. K'moy smoil d'alma, just as we said that a right-handed person who writes with his left hand would be possible, so to a left-handed person who writes with his right hand would also be possible. Ukanal im efsher limtzay acherim, provided that other tefillin are available, like we said before. Because of her, but if no other tefillin are available, so it could be worn just without a bracha. Because of her amad, the Rama Mipanu says, ma'isa hoya b'mitzrayim shetofas echad akulmas besvosov. There was somebody who did not have arms, so he held the kulmas in his mouth, v'kosav boy, and that's how he wrote, u'posle, and the Ramami Pani said that such a ksiva is posle, de'ein derech ksiva b'peh, because there's no such thing as derech ksiva with the mouth, l'kulei alma, according to everybody. V'kosav ha'magen avram, de posle, afilu imi'ev shalem tse'echerim. In other words, about a right-handed person who wrote with his left hand or vice versa, we said that if you can't find other tefillin, so you could wear those tefillin without a bracha. But says the Ramami Panu, and the Magen Avraham, that if somebody wrote with his mouth, even if he doesn't have arms, so such a person, it would be possible, and even if there's no other tefillin available, they should not be worn even without a bracha. V'ayim b'sefer Mishnas Avraham b'shem haget makusher v'oid poiskim, d'mashmin zeh, ha'yakosev b'ragloi, la'yakosev b'yad smol. Did they say no? That if somebody wrote with his mouth, it's not so bad that you can't even make a bracha on it bichlal, and you shouldn't even wear it bichlal. But they say, no, it's similar to somebody who's right-handed who wrote with his left hand, that if there's no other tefillin available, you could wear it even without a bracha. And it's kedai to see over here the Maruk Tzia as well. Regarding the Bir Alocha that we mentioned before about a Negi and Tagim with the Meiri, it's kedai to see the Meiri inside, where it seems as though he may not actually be talking about tagim that are touching. He may just be talking about a negia between two letters where the oisius themselves are not touching. Rather, it's just a negia with what's known as a gesher, a kav, which the Meiri refers to as a tag. And it's possible that that's what the Meiri meant over there. It's kedai to see that inside as well. We're in Simin Lamed Veiz, Sif Vov. Ein tzarech lesartet ki im shita el yoyna. When preparing the tefillin, so one only has to make sirtut on the top line of the parashias. If one is unable to write straight lines without sirtut, he should do sirtut on all the lines so that the writing should be straight. V'lo yisardit b'leferes, one should not do the sirtut with a pencil, m'pnei shehamokim ha-sirtut nishar tzavua, because that would leave the sirtut as colored. V'yesh aimrim, says the Ramah, shetzarech l'sarte tamid l'malu u'lamata u'min atzdadim, not just the top line needs sirtut, but the bottom line as well, and the two sides, the right and left, also need sirtut. Afal pi sheyadei lichtov b'loi sirtut, even though one is able to write straight without the sirtut. V'chein noyegin, and that's the minig, to have sirtut on all four sides. Says the Mishnah Berurah, sifkat chaf, Shita el yoina mishum de tefillin ein ola halacha l'moshe miyasinai l'sardit k'may mezuzah. The reason why you only need the top line as opposed to all the lines is because by mezuzah there's halacha l'moshe miyasinai that each word needs sirtut, so that would include all the lines. By tefillin there's no such halacha. So why do you need sirtut on the top line? Rak mishum de aser lichtev shalosh teves mipazik b'li sirtut. Just because of a separate halacha that it's also to write three words of a pasuk without sirtut. So for that reason, making sirtut on the top line suffices. Because most people, although it's difficult to write in a straight line without sirtut, but once you have sirtut on the top line, and that line is going to be straight, so most people can make the following line straight once the top line is straight. V'kamar, ein tzarech, mishum, the emir tzel asardit kol hashitin kedei lichtev yoyser b'yoyser liyapes hashitos hershus b'yodai. The reason why the mechaber says ein tzarech lasardit kiyam shita el yoyna, you only need to be masardit the top line. What kind of nusach is that? Ein tzarech. So he says that nusach is because if you want to make sirtut on the rest of the lines, you can. So you don't need to make sirtut on all the lines, you only need to make it on the top line. But if you'd like to make it on all the lines, you can. If, however, you're missing sirtut even on the top line, ayin bir alocha. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Chaf Aleph, yisartet perush lechatchila. One should lechatchila be mesartet all the lines. Mishum ze keli vanveyu, aval b'dievet afilu loy sirtet, because of hashitas akumois. If, however, one does not make sirtut, and indeed the lines come out crooked, ein lifsel ha-tfilin, that will not passel the tfilin. Now we said that one should not make the sirtut with a pencil, sifkat and chav beis, v'chein b'dioyu b'sikra v'chol k'yetz b'zeh, and also with black ink or colored ink, red ink, one should not make the sirtut, or any other similar such way of making sirtut, v'afilu bein hashitin aser l'sartit boy, and even between the lines, one should not use these things to make sirtut. Rather, he should just make the sirtut with a awl, as is the minig, which you just make an indentation in the klaf without any color. V'kol zeh lechatchila, v'lo b'dieved ein lahachmir. B'dieved, if one made sirtut with a colored device, we would not be machmir, and the tefillin would be kosher. Kein kazev alechem chamudos ve'al yirabba. That's the opinion of the Lechem Chamudas in El Yerabba. Ubechuvas Tver Shmuel Simen Shin Samach Beis Mefakvik Bezeh Ma'oid. He's extremely unhappy with such a kula. In Masurtet B'Shum Tzev Shachar, Machmas Negia Ois Ba'Ois, because he says, what do you mean? You're going to have a Negia between the Oisias El Yedei HaSirtet HaShachar. If the entire Sirtet is going to be colored, so then you're going to have Negias between the Oisias via the sirtut, imloy de kosa mitachas a sirtut, unless the only etza would be that you would have to write underneath the sirtut. Ayin sham in the Dvar Shmuel. Says the Bir Alocha, ein tzarech lesartet kiyam shita el yoyna, ubedieved imloy sirtut afilu shita el yoyna. What if you did not do sirtut even on the top line, ladas hamachaber, oy mikol tzad ladas harama, or if you didn't do sirtut on all four sides according to the Ramah, which is, in other words, the minimum according to the Mechaber is the top line, and the minimum according to the Ramah is all four sides. So what if you don't have the minimum? Talui ben shitas Rabbeinu Tam u'sharei poiskim. It'll be talui in a machloikas Rabbeinu Tam and the other poiskim. Delir Rabbeinu Tam shekasev the Sefer Torah ein tzricha sirtut rak b'shita el yayna. According to Rabbeinu Tam, who holds that a Sefer Torah only needs sirtut on the top line, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that if you're missing the minimum, it would be possible. the urea she'ena misurgeles psula. It says clearly in the Masechta Seifrim that a urea that's not misurgal, which means not misurtet, is pasul. So that means that if it's missing the minimum, it's pasul. Im kein hu adin b'tfilin. So if it's missing the minimum, so the tefillin will also be pasul. The chadina yeslu l'shitase, because it's all one halacha, the minimum. Avolafima de paskinim yeredeyasim in reisha ein alf sifhei. The sefer Torah tzrich aliyah sirtut bekula kemoi mezuzah. But according to what is paskin in Yeredeya, that a sefer Torah needs sirtut on all the lines, not just the minimum. In other words, not just the top line or the four sides. But we paskin that the sefer Torah needs sirtut on all the lines. Imkain ein lanu raya lifsalat tefillin b'dieved, afim loy sirtut klal. We have no raya that the tefillin will be possible if it's missing sirtut entirely. Kainisa b'bir agro b'ktsara. This is the explanation of the short comments of the Vilna Gaon. Again, that according to Rabbeinu Tam, that you need the minimum. So if you don't have the minimum by Sefer Torah, it's possible. So if you don't have the minimum by Tefillin, it's also possible. But if you're going to say that a Sefer Torah needs Sirtut on all the lines, so we don't know what would be if you're missing the minimum by Tefillin. Ubedvar of Nicha, Shalai Kosov and Mechaber, Lifsel B'dievid, Kemosha Kosov Lehedya B'yaredeya B'Sefer Torah U'mezuzah. And that's why it makes sense, according to this Vilna Gaon, that the Mechaber doesn't specify whether or not it's ma'akev over here, because we have no raya from Hilchas Sefer Torah. And mainly we don't know what the shita of the Mechaber would be by tefillin if you're missing the minimum, and remains unknown. Says the Bir Halacha v'yesh aimrim shetzarech. There are those that say that you need sirtut always on the four sides. What about the opposite case? What if you have sirtut on all the lines, but you're missing the sirtut on the four sides, according to the Ramah? The suffix yesh l'estapik b'sefer Torah u'mezuzah. The same suffix would apply to a sefer Torah or a mezuzah. The im has sirtut kulay huli. The shama has sirtut kulay huli yikuva. Because over there, the entire sirtut is liyikuva. So what would be if you taka have everywhere on all the lines, but you're missing the frame, the four sides? Benira de b'dievet ein la'achmer b'zafilu b'mezuzah. Says the Bir Halacha, it would seem that even by mezuzah, one could be mekel. Ki lo nizkar b'kol mokim rak sirtut ben hashitin. Because all we find when talking about sirtut is the sirtut of the lines. But no, we don't find that it discusses the frame. For culture gain, lefima shenira mered vaz, huva pisrei chuv biyaredeya ayin sham de tam asirtu da filu b'mezuzu k'dei liyasher hashitin. For sure, according to the Radvaz, who explains that the entire purpose of the sirtut is just to have straight lines, bevada yein lahachmer bezeh, because you're going to have straight lines. V'dad the sirtut shel tefillin l'kulei alma ein tzarech liyas l'shma. And one should know that even when you do sirtut, one does not need to do it in tefillin lishma. K'moshe kosev prima godim, as the prima godim speaks out clearly. V'chein nayagin, which is going on the sirtut on the four sides, that the minig is to make those sirtutim. U'kayayim nagu hakoyel asartit b'kol ashitin. And Lamaisa says, the Bir Halacha, our minig is that we do sirtut on all the lines. He says to make the sirtut on the back. He gives a pshara, so to speak, of making the sirtut on the frame, the four sides on the front, and the sirtut of the lines on the back. That is the etza of the Baruch Shomer.